I don't want to hear any women come in here and be like, no, Austin, that's not true. I don't do that. I just want a guy that no other girl's into. Oh, really? There's a lot of dudes out there who fit that description. But you're single. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, I want to pose to you a question today. We've talked a lot about dating on this show. We talked about marriage on this show. I want to ask you a question that I asked myself this morning, and as soon as I asked it, I immediately said I have to do a show on this. And this is the question. I wrote it down. I said, why would God create women to be attracted to bad boys? You know, it's a very interesting question, isn't it? Because a lot of people want to bring religion into the conversation, and I'm happy to do it. But here's the interesting thing. When people bring up marriage, relationships, dating, and all these things, there's one angle people tend to go at, and that's the angle of what can this person do for me? What void can this person fill in my life? What is it I want that I think I can get from this person? That's how most people approach their relationships. And while it's natural, it kind of goes to this question of why would God create women to be attracted to bad boys? And the answer is actually kind of a dubious answer, just as the question is kind of a dubious question, with it being, it's a sacrifice. See, women like to teach men, whether it's mothers, aunts, grandmas, sisters, cousins, whoever, teachers, they want to teach men to be attracted to, become like the men they wish they were attracted to, or that they became attracted to when they were like 25, 30, 35, whatever. Not when they were in their prime, not when they were at their best. Because those guys were boring, they were goofy, they were nerdy, they were lame, they were annoying, whatever. That's what they were. And my friends, I don't want to be one of these guys on the side of the internet who talks about how, oh, these women are dumb and the men are brilliant. No, most people in general aren't that smart, I found. Not that I'm some pinnacle of intelligence or some, you know, paragon of virtue or paragon of brilliance, but when most people ask hard questions, they tend to try to find simple answers. And I don't believe there's a simple answer to this question of why would God create women to be attracted to bad boys? Because when I criticize the church quite a bit. And while I think it's fair, I also think that a lot of people don't want to accept that women like these dangerous qualities in men, and that they train these men to be exactly their husbands, brothers, children. They train men to try to be weak or controllable, malleable, not these wild men who drive the bikes, who have edgy personalities, who are bad boys. I was funny. I'm not a huge anime guy, but I like anime to an extent. And I was watching, of all things, I was watching Naruto this morning, and I turned it on, and I don't know why I did it, but I just had this sense of, hey, I want to watch this. I turned it on, and I'm like, oh, look, there's Sasuke. And if those of you have no idea what anime is or anything else, Sasuke is like that classic edgy guy who has a tragic backstory and the damaged childhood and all this stuff. And the women were like, oh, Sasuke, oh, you're so hot. Oh, you're so edgy and all these things. And Naruto, the main character, he's like, what's with this guy? Why do the women like this guy? I don't understand. What's so special about him? And a lot of men have that same topic in their younger teenage, middle school, high school days. They look at the guys who are not good guys, whether it's they do substances, they go around having sex with a bunch of girls, or they're bad news guys. Their moms tell them not to hang out with them, but the teachers say don't be like those guys, they get in trouble all the time, all these things, right? But yet, they're the ones getting results with women. They're the ones getting attention from girls that you wish you were getting attention from. And of course, women are not going to tell you this, because a lot of times, they don't understand it either. But I can. But I'll tell you, I figured it out. It's not that complicated. Women like men who are attract other women, because when a woman's attracted to a, when women see that another woman's interested in a guy, she then starts to say, wait a minute, why is this woman attracted to this guy? What does he have that she wants? Now I'm interested. I gotta know the answer to that question. And then before you know it, she then starts to compete with that other girl, and then it becomes less about winning that guy as it does with beating the other woman. That's what it becomes about, in case you wanted to know. And I don't want to hear any women come in here and be like, no, Austin, that's not true. I don't do that. I just want a guy that no other girl's into. Oh, really? There's a lot of dudes out there who fit that description. But you're single. How is that possible? Could it be maybe that you're a liar? Or that you're virtue signaling? Or both? Maybe. But again, gentlemen, let's go back to the question, okay? Question is, why would God create women to be attracted to bad men? It's funny because when we look at the Old Testament in particular, it's very interesting to see that there were laws set in place both for men and for women. There was a woman who responded to it on my show a couple days ago. I think it was either yesterday or the day before that. And she was talking about how, oh, patriarchy is so tyrannical and it hurts everybody. Would you kindly define what the patriarchy is? Because patriarchy is actually meant to keep men in order, not women. I know you weren't told that by your womanist teacher or your circle jerk group on Facebook or Reddit or something, but that's actually what patriarchy was for, was to keep other men in line, and the women kept the women in line. That's how it statistically and strategically worked over the course of human history. And it was not so that men could win all the time. Actually, it was so that both people could put aside their id. Sigmund Freud popularized this idea of the ego, the id, and the superego. And the id is your kind of innate, kind of selfish desires. And the problem is, people don't want to put aside their biological inclinations to fornicate, to destroy things, and to basically be a monkey, because that's what we are. We are hairless monkeys. Some of us have more hair than others, but basically we're hairless monkeys. I don't know how the term became a racial thing, but it's not a racial thing. We are, as human beings, are hairless monkeys. But a lot of people forget that. They try to pretend like we're closer to gods than we are to monkeys, but we are. We're monkeys. I know some of you might be offended by that, but it's true. And so when you take that into consideration, you say, why would God create humans to be like that? That he didn't. That's the answer. But more than that, it's a socio-problem. It's a socio-political and socio-economic issue. Because when we look at the society today and we see that a lot of people can't afford the standard of living, it's because it wasn't set for just one person. It was supposed to be set for two people. Today, it wasn't like that in the past, but it is now because of womanism and feminism and how it changed the whole dynamic. And when women got the right to vote, they overwhelmingly vote to the left, and the leftists are a whole nother bag of goodness, and by goodness I mean terrible. But I'm not going to get too political on this. It's too easy to get political, especially for me. But again, let's go back to this question, shall we? The question of why would God create women to be attracted to bad boys? The answer is, men are attracted to women to get intimacy, and women tend to use that intimacy to get what they want because they know they can leverage it, or at least they try to leverage it. And so we put both of those things aside. We then produce a union, which we used to be called marriage. Today it's more just a parasitical relationship, because back in the day, both the man and the woman benefited from marriage. Now only the woman benefits from marriage today. Men don't benefit, and if they do, their benefit can get cut in half or taken away entirely at any point in time. So there used to be strict rules in place that protected people from their own worst instincts and from the worst instincts of others. That's what Mosaic Law talks about. That's what American law used to say, but now it doesn't. And so it's only through sacrifice that we can achieve success, whether it's with other people, whether it's professionally. All of these basic tenets do not change. but for some reason, people can't seem to crack the code, or they're not willing to give certain things up to get what it is they perceive that they want. That's how I see it. You can see it differently if you want to see it differently, but at the end of the day, I don't see how you could argue with anything we've talked about thus far on the show today. I could go into exorbitant detail on this, but I'll save it for a later time so we can revisit this topic again. Apparently, most people only have the attention span of like 7 to 8 minutes at max, probably more like a minute considering TikTok, and even TikTok is trying to expand that attention span. So if you're listening still, you're not normal. You're already doing better than most people. we've just passed the 10-minute mark. But my friends, I would encourage you to do your own research, to think for yourself, because that's the only way you could truly survive in this current economy, in this current socioeconomic nightmare that we're living in today. I actually saw this thing about soft guy era that I thought was really entertaining over the weekend, but I'll talk about that in a later show. But my friends, I look forward to hearing what you have to say on this topic, because I think it's extremely important that we talk about, we share notes, we share opinions, and we talk about this. Whether you agree with me or not, it's not relevant. You can talk about whether you agree or disagree in the comments, or you can go on my X page at Sheep Get Sheared. I post quite a bit of hot takes and important questions. But my friends, you take care of yourselves, and I look forward to seeing you next time. Peace.